What's up, guys? This podcast is brought to you by Geek. This podcast is for geeks everywhere. We support geeks, and we want them to keep going on.
Perfect.
Because they've had their share of bullshit. We all know. So I'm a graduate degree consultant. I work in Manhattan. And Ryan here is a scientist. Some of you may have heard of or listened to the Call Her Daddy Girls. They have a podcast on Barstool Sports. They got hired by their main New York team. And they work in New York. I've seen them walking down one of the streets. In their podcast, we found that they tell you how to live your most dysfunctional life as the worst version of yourself in the sluttiest ways possible. Since millennials have been fucked from the rear ever since 9/11. It may not be bad advice, but we think we could do better. The purpose of the show is that these Instagram thoughts, the real ones at least, are models. They're working for a specific goal, to model and embody that lifestyle for men. That doesn't mean every girl in the world should act that way or even do anything that these Instagram girls are doing.
Wait, let me stop you for 1 second. Out of curiosity, I thought that the whole idea behind this was... So, I thought that these girls gave advice to guys.
Talking.
I thought that these girls gave advice to guys, and that's why we were doing this, to expose that they're just, like, giving bad advice to guys to give girls, like, the power in the relationship while the guys just get fucked over continuously.
Isn't that what I said?
I'm not really sure what you said. I'm just kind of trying to clear it up because I don't think a lot of people understood what you just said. I think it was just, like...
Oh, it just sounded like dumb shit?
A little bit.
Okay. I wanted to give advice to all women that they're teaching the wrong values and making the adults of tomorrow as selfish and misaligned as those people causing worldwide depression on social media.
I mean, you use a different type of social media. You use Fortnite, which is like some weird type of fucking social media. I'm not really sure what it is, but...
I use Fortnite to solve my weekday depression.
I mean, that's sad.
Can you believe Abs and Mike G got married? Are getting married?
I can kind of believe the Abs thing because he's, like, always tried to, like, date girls and get married as quick as possible. It's just, like, always been his thing. I mean, there were times... Bro, he used to get, like... For some reason, his mom's boss would give him, like, $5,000 for a fucking...
Yo,
like,
I know.
Christmas or something like that.
He was really well off.
And he would spend, like, 3/5 of it, like, $3,500 on, like, buying girls... jewelry and shit, and it just never went anywhere. Like, damn.
Well, the boss felt bad for the family because, like, the parents were divorced, and I don't know, Abs had, like, a few issues, I guess, growing up. I don't know. I think he's all good, but the boss was, like, really generous.
I think that misconception needs to be changed because, like, everyone's like, oh, I went through a lot of bullshit when I was a kid. I think everyone goes through a lot of bullshit when they're a kid, especially in this day and age. Seems like something, like, I think people need to start getting over. Because for the past, like fucking hundreds of years, people went through more bullshit than we went through. And everyone turned out fine. I don't think everyone needs to be so concerned with, like, therapy.
Are you just using the Joe Rogan, Steven Singer argument that we're living in the best possible time? And
I don't know if it's the best possible time
to be around.
I don't know. I don't know if this would be the best possible time. Maybe for certain things, it's the best possible time.
I couldn't tell if you were being optimistic or pessimistic that we have bullshit always, or we're just in a better position now than the worst bullshit that we used to have.
I think it depends on what you want. Like, if you're talking in terms of, like, healthcare or, like, food being readily available, then, like, yeah, I'd say this is the best possible time. Like, you just go to a supermarket, or if you don't feel well, you got hospitals and shit. And you don't even have to pay those fucking bills back sometimes. I don't even know how it works. Mm-hmm. Some, a lot of
I have a $4,000 bill pending. My yeah. mom said don't pay it.
People just say don't pay that shit. So if no one's paying off their debts, it seems kind of fucked. Because it's literally advice, like, don't pay that back. I mean, and then you spend money on, like, Fortnite and dumb bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm saying most people do that. They don't pay back their
actual... Well, we live in the richest country in the fucking world, so people should have some luxuries. And the fact that I think there was a stat, 50 million people, that's a sixth of the country, can't afford their basic bills and cannot afford random health care.
They really sound like the wealthiest country in the world.
And then again, the top 0.0% they can afford to buy the GDP of South America, Africa, and Australia combined.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's how it's been for like most of human history also. It just kind of seems to be like there's a bunch of regular people and then there's a few people at the tippy top that seems to always be what happens.
Okay, so one might fathom, sit closer to the mic, that the girls who make this Call Her Daddy podcast are living in the 0.0 of 1
the way best like of the people, yeah.
If America's already the 1%, or...
Yeah, we're definitely up there, I mean, compared to the rest of the world.
If you're not starving in America, you're in one of the 1%. Then these girls are so highly above, if you want to go by followers, clout, power, or... attention.
I mean, for the record, I never even heard of these girls. I have no idea what they do. You talked to me about them a couple of times. I'm just here for good commentary. Whatever commentary I can give. But
I know, but you're a scientist. You're more focused on variable testing and standard deviation, scientific method. You don't like you listen to Alex Jones and
I don't actually listen to Alex Jones.
Jordan Peterson. You
know, I don't actually listen to Jordan Peterson either. I think you listen to those guys, and then you think I listen to them.
Do you even know who the CEO of Barstool is?
No. Why would I?
He's this Jewish guy named Dave Portnoy. And
I've heard that name at least.
I saw him outside my building once doing a pizza review on 37
that
Broadway.
That seems really important.
Dennis Rodman ended up showing up later, but I missed it. So that would have been really important
Didn't
for someone.
Dennis Rodman, that crazy guy that went to North Korea.
Yeah, because he supports Trump and Kim Jong Un.
I don't know if you should. I don't know how that statement makes any sense, but okay.
He was on Celebrity Apprentice with Trump, and Kim Jong Un is a basketball fan, and they invited him.
Didn't they originally invite Jordan, but Jordan said no, so then they had to get Dennis Rodman. I'm pretty sure that was the story. Yeah.
I think I heard that. We're getting sidetracked here. I wanted to just say, we haven't talked in 2 months. I'm glad we could be back and we could be lamping and bullshitting like usual. Sorry to bring it up on the air like this. It's been a little bit. Couldn't talk to you for a while. Some of it was just bullshit. Life got in the way. Others, you kind of acted like a piece of shit to your friends for like 5 days.
Okay.
So the reason I didn't want to sit closer. I don't want to take away any equity you had in our company. For the record, guys, we have a company we're starting called the Jew Crew Group, and Ryan
Wait,
and
that's
I were
the
both.
Name of it?
Yeah, we had the discussion.
Okay.
Even though you only found out recently, you were like 4% Jewish.
I think it came up like 1.5, like such a tiny amount.
Oh, so you lied about that too?
No, I showed you the picture that fucking came from the fucking company.
Yeah. Anyway, so Ryan and I are majority holders in the Jew Crew Group, but I had to dilute some of his equity because he was a scumbag to me and also our friend Try, because he needed some money and we loaned it to him, and then he just acted like a dick after that.
I think you thought I was acting like a dick when I even said I'd pay you back at that moment.
No, I know you always would pay me back, but it was like the lying. Lying felt kind of toxic.
Okay. Sorry, 2.2%. I have no idea. It's just
awesome. Okay, you're 2.2% yeah, Jewish. Exactly. Cool. So as that 2%, you should have known that if you lie to someone, they're not going to want to, one, give you money in the future, or two, deal with you in business. Jews get super defensive over stuff having to do with money. And that may be an unpopular opinion, but I'm around 75% Jewish, for the record, so I know 75% better than someone not Jewish who says that's racist. And yes, Jews are a race and a culture. You're 2%, so I guess the other 98% fucked us up.
Yeah, sure, let's go with that.
Why'd you steal from us?
I didn't steal. It's not stealing. If I say I'm going to borrow money, and then I borrow money and then pay it back on the day that I say I'll pay it back.
You texted, I don't think that's stealing you money. Texted Tri saying, Goran found, can't say it because we want this to go online. Goran found my shit, whatever. Excuse my French.
I don't think you're allowed to curse.
Goran found my...
I think we should pause this.
We should, but I'm not that good at editing yet, so we kind of have to let it keep rolling. Goran found my blank. He took it. I can't pay you back, Tri. Sorry, bud. I can't get you whatever I said I would in the time frame that you needed it. Tri was mad. It wasn't that it was cool with Tri. But
Tri literally kept texting me as if nothing was wrong the next day.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. He said to me that if you keep doing that behavior the way it is, I was instigating it, but he said if you continue that, then you won't have anyone left in the end. But that was just like Guido.
Yeah, that's just him talking.
Justification. And then he just talked to you. And then he just talked to you. And then he just talked to you for the remainder of the day and the weekend, acting like it was all good. So try. Did you learn anything from it though? Because okay, it's hard to go into business with someone if they're like telling pathological lies and.
I don't think that we should be talking about this on a podcast, but
okay. No, if you would have admitted that you lied, then I wouldn't have had to go that far, really.
Wait, I just did find shit. That's the thing. I even sent you recordings of him bugging out at me over it. For the record.
He was tight.
Yeah, he was clearly very tight.
He was not happy.
Yeah.
He sounded really sad. You shouldn't be putting him through that much stress. Like, that was kind of fucked for his age. But if you would have came clean and just said that, yeah, I lied, it would have been okay.
I didn't lie completely. He did find it. That's the thing that I'm trying to get across.
I know. Don't make me feel bad about diluting the equity. It's to disincentivize lying to protect everyone who's not lying, if that makes sense. It's like when the government taxes or puts economic sanctions on a fucking bad country because they're being bad to
like
America.
Venezuela. North Korea, by the Venezuela. Way, pray for Venezuela.
For Russia, sure. Communist countries. America's been doing that since the beginning of time. And that's why everyone, I guess, wants to fucking kill America.
Yeah.
Shit. All right. Let's get back to the point of today. Guys, we're introducing to you what we have planned for. I didn't even say the name of the podcast yet. It's called Call Her Daddy Busted. Because we want to...
That's the name of the first episode?
Name of the podcast.
That's the name. I think that should be the name of the first episode. I don't think the entire podcast, every single time we do this, is going to be about them. That would be ridiculous. We'll keep it as the name of this podcast.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But I don't think the name of the full podcast should be.
Yeah, I thought it would just be one episode. We would see what happens. And if this morphs into...
That's not how it works. You got to keep doing it. Most people don't get famous until like the 100th episode.
Oh, that brings me back to what I was saying before. Don't take me back to my point. I was going to say at the end why we're doing it. And I was going to talk about what these girls could say about us in the negative way. Let's just jump into it.
I don't even think these girls are going to know about this podcast, not until at least we've done a couple of them.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, if we put made the name of their podcast, when people go to, like, search for them, they would see ours pop up and say, what's this?
Okay,
I don't know. Thought it could have been cool.
Not the worst idea.
No, making this podcast was the worst idea.
Yeah.
I got these examples of stuff that I saw that I didn't even introduce their names. It's Alex and Sophia, the names of these girls. And I don't know much about them.
What are their names one more time?
Alex and Sophia. And so my name's Alex. This is Ryan. So
yeah, there we go. Introductions all the way through.
I guess we have something in common. We're two people in New York City right now, and they're two people. But our goals are so different. I'm not sure what their goals are. Like, from what you know about them, what do you...
Are there ever a true goal to, like, podcast? I thought it was just people talking and bullshitting for a little bit.
I thought their goal was to make money and get famous. And then at one point, yeah, I thought that they were looking for, like, a rich husband. But I think they're more concerned with, like, entertainment domination. They were on Logan Paul over winter break. Or the spring.
Isn't that the guy who believes in the flat earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does, right? Yeah.
He believes in flat earth.
Yeah.
As you can see, their contemporaries are very sophisticated.
Very sophisticated
skilled,
people.
Skilled, level-headed individuals. You know, only the best. These girls actually aren't dumb, which upsets me that they're telling people such stupid shit.
Yeah, I mean, telling guys everywhere to spend mad money on girls on the first date is just a good way to, like, I don't know, I see it as manipulating a lot of guys to think one way. Like, I totally agree with paying for the first date, but not going, like, excessively overboard. Like, in the day and age we live in, like, Jesus fucking Christ, no one has money. It's fucked up to expect that for people.
Especially, people are so broke.
Yeah, people are mad broke, and then you're telling, and then giving them advice to go spend what little money they have on, like, six drinks in New York City.
Yo, it's so foolish.
It's literally the worst idea.
If someone, was looking at your banks, yeah, don't make fun of special needs people.
Obviously, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I'm just
and
saying
you weren't trying to. Some people take it that way, and even if we don't mean it like that, I guess we won't say it. And I don't like to say it normally if I'm especially around people who would take offense to it.
How often are you around people that would take offense to it?
I know some retarded people. If you look at someone's bank statements or a balance sheet, what they were making versus what they were doing, you would say, okay,
there's clearly
on top
more
of
going out than what's coming in.
Yeah, on top of food, survival, rent, transportation, basic safety, necessities, and how about just fucking enjoying your life? I think buying a drink for, it was $14, and then buying a few of those for a girl who they may want to date you. What if they don't?
Yeah, I mean, how many girls honestly, like...
like, are going to meet the guy on
especially, like, what?
You're
going to meet
on
Tinder?
Something really good.
You stupid fucking...
You have to do it. That's the catch-22. Go on a lot of dates, but if you were going to meet the right person, you would, like...
Yeah, I guess
the people
ask out everyone you meet.
Yeah, but the people who are closing these girls, they're going on one date and closing the girls, and then it's the rest of the people are competing. It's like the top 90% of girls are getting with the 10% of guys, and those girls are all circulating with that same small groupage of gentlemen. 90% of the guys are also taking these girls on the dates. What's that phrase? Girls gotta eat. They're getting dinner, drinks, entertainment. I don't know. Maybe the guy's funny. Maybe he's good ratio of funny to ugly. And then
he's
that's
just enough to deal with for an hour to get free food.
Yeah. And that's what, like, three of them did to me the past 2 months after I got broken up with. Well, it was mutual. Then I went into the single life. And I don't know if I watched too many movies or I just completely forgot about all the shit that like was bad that happened being single, you get ripped apart if you're not on your A++ game. If you're not one to boo with either good looking, tall, or rich. If you don't have those things, that's what I meant by the top 10% of the guys. And then if you're not that, then the 90%, how does a girl discern who is the best guy?
Yeah, there's probably like a pretty big issue with that. I mean, I think that's just kind of a fucking genetics and natural selection, almost in a way. It's mad weird because, when studies are done on animals, they find that like, it really is only something like the top 10% of males actually get with 90% of the women, and they spread
their
genetics.
That's what they say.
That's actually how
the
game works.
Of the animal kingdom, and I think leadership was brought down to survival capabilities.
And like we could talk about people who, men in Saudi Arabia who have like 40 wives and are worth like $20 million.
Oh, there's this
it's
dude that. Oh, we watched the same video. The guy getting divorced every week and getting married because it goes with Sharia law.
So, background information. According to Syria law. You're allowed to have four wives. And what the king of Saudi Arabia was doing was he had three wives, and then the fourth one, he would basically marry her on Friday and divorce her on Monday. And if he really liked her, she would get, like, a car. If he really, really liked her, they stayed married a week, and, you know, she'd get an apartment. But basically, he got around Muslim law by just divorcing them every weekend and then getting married again.
Sack of shit.
I don't know if that makes him a bad person. It's just a very different culture from the one that we're used to.
If he's doing that in the U.S. dollar, I think it makes him kind of bad.
I mean, all these people are money.
Did that video say the U.S. was funding his operations?
Well,
and
the
then
royal
he was
family
taking
has,
off the top.
So,
to, well, oil
the royal
money.
Family owns the oil in the
funded,
country.
Funded by you and I and the Call Her Daddy girls.
I think everyone in America is very reliant on gasoline by the system that's made here. I don't really think that it's anyone's personal blame. I think it's just been like this for so long that it's kind of just the way it is.
Is this how you build into your point that the U.S. government killed my dad?
If we're going to go in that direction.
No, we're not. We're not. I'm playing. But that's what you believe, right?
I think they might have played a role in it. I think some people might have looked the other way to something that could have been stopped.
Okay. Guys, we'll get to that in future episodes. I wanted to go through some examples of the Call Her Daddy girls because if I'm going to name the podcast with that name and make
them
like our cover.
Yeah, you should probably bring up like specific details of like what you have an issue with.
I had a summary of some of the more vulgar stuff, and when we did a first draft, we were like practicing how this would go down. I gave you some examples, and you seem to have some problems with it. Like, I thought it was fun.
Actually, what's your hypothesis going into this? And then we'll continue forward.
Oh, I have to say mission statement. That's how podcasts go.
Yeah, just, your mission statement so people truthfully understand what's going on.
Because
we get at it. Like, I guess we're trying to bust these girls.
Okay, I'll stay.
Okay.
The American dream. What is it to you?
Being able to have a nice, regular job where you're not too stressed out during the day. Work like 8 to 9 hours a day, probably.
Yeah.
And then just be able to go home and relax and just have like a pretty decent, nice house, you know? Food on the table, normal shit.
Is that about the family or is the American dream and family not mutually exclusive?
I think family was worked into the American dream at one time, but.
Well, family is worked into survival because I think everyone has an instinct to either feel compassion, love, or just get a nut off.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of people like that, but there are also some people that actually, I don't know, some people like to be alone. Everyone's different.
Loners?
Yeah, there's loners.
Loners are cool too. It's a lot of the most creative and scientific minds were loners because they either had Asperger's or they...
I mean, that's something that, I don't know about
or
that.
Or they were just so fucking creative. They couldn't get out of their head.
Yeah.
They just had,
I mean...
I think sometimes we could be like that, but...
And technically Asperger's, if we're going by the current DSM, no longer exists. It's just an autism spectrum.
Well, my mom owes a lot of families their money back. My mom's a special ed teacher, guys.
I thought she was a speech pathologist.
Yeah, so...
And she works with... Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah, a lot of different spectrums.
You should probably put water in that before you do something stupid.
Can you put water? I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah, sure. I think
so, going with that American dream about...
You buy just all your stuff from TJ Maxx, too.
Yeah.
So cheap.
I'm broke.
Yeah, exactly.
TJ Maxx is good shit.
Yeah, broke motherfuckers.
Broke motherfuckers. So, American dream ideally involves feeling like you belong. And a lot of people find belongingness in people. And what is that? That's friends, family, coworkers. And a big part of your family would be that girl or guy you end up with. I think most single people in the city are just lost and lost with their careers and kind of their outlook and the way that their super inflated 90s kids' expectations don't go in line with the deal that we're given now. It wasn't what anyone expected. You know, 9/11, the recession, things are not unavoidable. It's just... People are really...
You can talk about something like a recession being unavoidable, but I'm pretty sure Canada has never had a recession in its lifetime because they function differently than we do. But continue. Fine.
Being in America, it seems that people aren't enjoying themselves. That's just my deducement. God bless you.
Thanks.
So the expectation, like you said, you just want all this good stuff.
I don't even know if it's good stuff. I think
it's all right.
I think I have even a lower expectation than most people. Most people would even ask for like 1 to 2 vacations a year. I'm not even asking for that. I'm literally just asking for stability. And I think that's what a lot of people just ask for these days is fucking stability. Like most people don't even
take... You bring some of that on yourself.
Yeah, of course. It's my fault to blame. I mean, I'm the one who's getting the money, but it's also like I'm not even getting enough money to survive. I don't think most American families get enough money to survive. That's why most families struggle with like, I think the average American has $10,000 to $15,000 worth of credit card debt at any given time. Yeah,
confirmed.
That doesn't sound like a good deal to be trying to make, you know, most people are just making minimum payments on that while putting more money in it.
Yeah, some people are way off.
And like, what if that's something like 59% of Americans and like the top 1% is fine? That means that like there's only 30% of people who are even like semi-economically good.
And like we said, what was the ante to get into these exclusive clubs of cool friends, hot girls, sporting events, anything that people seem to like? The ante is the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, the U.S. dollar is probably the most powerful piece of paper on this planet.
And we have so little of it because my job doesn't pay me for
Your job pays you well.
I know. Isn't that crazy? But living in Manhattan, I can't even
afford
anything extra other than the rent from what I have.
At McDonald's. And we're not even saying that to be funny. That's actually a serious issue. Like eating fucking, no cursing. But a lot of people in the city, there's no like real supermarkets or anything around. Most people just eat fast food.
Yeah.
Or they go to a bodega, which is
Around. Yeah. They're expensive. Bodegas, it's like $10 for a sandwich. We don't want to get into fucking blue collar, pseudo conservative theory. I just wanted to bring up about what people kind of expected. The Call Her Daddy girls not only take us further away from that American dream, they eliminate the possibility of us coming back from it. Fronting, pretending you were cool, letting every evolutionary stereotype manifest the worst parts of your character, is what will kill the human experience. We are trying to cut out the malignant cells before they multiply. This isn't a podcast for hate. It's for love of our human race. That is why we sit here before you, to put an end to cultural dictators. That is why we are here for Call Her Daddy. Whatever that was.
Yeesh.
What was the word? Expose?
I don't even think you said the mission statement yet.
Okay, let me edit this part out.
Oh, now you choose to edit.
Yeah, we're going to edit that. I think cool and power, and we'll eliminate whatever it's not good. Cool and powerful are the same thing.
I mean, there are people who are powerful who I don't think are very cool.
But why aren't they cool to you?
I'm pretty sure dictators are very powerful, but I wouldn't call them cool.
No, I'm saying they think they're cool. They get power from their
coolness. I don't think that every culture even has a word like cool that you're trying to describe.
Popular. Like, and the Romans call it populare, Caesar's party. Cool is a noun, an adjective, and a whole lot of other things. It represents that you have the best share of what's going on. People come to you. I wish my spot was the spot. Is this the cool spot? I think people are just looking to get with what is going to benefit them best, short and long run. Getting everything that's cool is not only the way that you're taught, it's the way that you're natural to. And everyone following the coolest person in class is going to spend all of their time, energy, and emotions trying to get like them.
You think everyone acts like that?
We strive for it as a culture.
I strive for it.
You actually don't.
Yeah, I think there's a pretty good amount of people that don't really care about that stuff.
About being cool?
Yeah. I think some people become more concerned with, like, other stuff.
It's programmed into the genetics of our society.
I don't think it's programmed into everyone, though.
I guess there are people who are counterculture or people who are individuals. Individuals probably don't care about being cool, and they're free to create and learn and start their own society. Individuals have an individual culture to them. Would you say that's so Matan or that's so Trump? When someone can create a society around their personality, and they're able to galvanize support wherever they go.
And that called a cult of personality?
I didn't think you'd drop that. Oh my god. These girls, I don't know what the fuck they are, or whose generation they represent. But they're telling people the wrong thing. And Ryan and I are here to set the record straight.
Set the record straight. Yeah.
So join us every week, because we're going to keep making episodes and keep exposing the fuck out of these fakes. This is Call Her Daddy Exposed.
Go Ultra.
So I looked on their website, and their mission statement is apparently Alex and Sophia, the two duo, dives into explicit details of their life in New York City. In their 20s, the two exploit the fuck out of their lives, making you feel a hell of a lot better about yours. Relationships, sex, the New York social scene, embarrassing moments, and wiener holes are all addressed here on Call Her Daddy. They're not making us feel better, if they're giving us tools to try and go out and better our lives and find the right person, and then getting fucked over taking their advice every time.
Yeah, you've had really bad experiences with their advice, right?
Do you remember any of the stories? I have to get up for a second. Do you know that one that you could tell about? I don't want to say your name. A.V. The one that knows Farber.
Oh, you want me just to talk about that?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems kind of weird that I'm telling your story, but...
No, your advice for the story.
Oh. Oh, wait, we're going to start with this. First off, go beyond plus ultra. Now we'll start.
Yeah, that gives you power. I love it.
So.
Push. You can do it.
Oaken. When I refer to Oaken, I mean Alex.
Thank you, Ryan. Mean,
yeah.
Thank you, Sir Ryan. Scientist.
Fucking idiot. He basically had... It wasn't anything. It was just him texting some girl that one of our friends. Now, he's not really our friend anymore, but we knew him in high school.
Yeah, we knew Farber.
We knew Farber. It was just kid Stephen Farber.
Yeah, the kid we knew got with her.
While Alex was at college. And then he started talking to her, what, through Tinder or something?
Yeah, I knew her in the dorms while Steven was getting with her. And then, like, 6 years later, we matched on Tinder after I was, like, newly single for the longest time and ended up going out with her. Shit, bro.
I mean, you just took her on, like, what, 2 or 3 dates? That?
2 weeks of texting, which was for 2 dates, yeah.
And... You tried using the advice that you got from Daddy Girl, right?
Well, I thought it was a good idea, because...
No, we're just talking about it. Like,
they have like
use their advice, though, right?
They have like a million followers. And yeah, they get comments of people saying, you guys are awesome, thanks for helping out. So I'm like, shit, I listen to them, their advice sounds semi-normal. What the advice was... indicated that there would be a direct correlation between how they felt about you and how much money you spent on them.
That was the impression that you got from listening to
that. That was what they said!
That's what they said, or was that the impression you got?
They said that you have to man up and pay for an Uber for them. And
pay for an Uber?
To drive them to the restaurant where you get a few drinks, maybe some appetizers. The waitress says, how's everything doing? She says, I don't know. And they said, just order as much as possible and munch on everything. I don't know what that costs, though. An Uber there and back, some appetizers, drinks.
Sounds
and
like
an
you're
entree.
Just like helping the girl out and getting her a meal.
Oh, so that's why they want
yeah,
that's
why like they're manipulating guys to like kind of just buy everything
to buy girls' meals.
Yeah,
but one of the guy doesn't stand a chance of closing the girl, and the girl goes out with him anyway. Like, is she supposed to tell him before or after that she doesn't think that
I think if the girl has any morals whatsoever, she'd say it beforehand.
Oh my god. Well, actually, the girls who rejected me, except for that first one, the other ones would offer to pay the bill at the end of the night. And that was
yeah,
how
I knew about that. They really didn't enjoy their time.
Yo!
So it might
holy
not...
shit. If they offer to pay the bill after, then it was just a.
That was a really bad
it was like
experience.
A 180. They
180.
Yeah, they really went bad. In thinking getting like Vinny Guadalupe from Jay Shore. They got Jim Carrey, the bad one.
And Jim Carrey when he wasn't funny at all.
Yeah,
just
when
like
he wasn't funny,
guy.
Just pretty creepy and not cool to be around. It was just unfortunate.
Yeah, you got a long way to go, brother.
It was just unfortunate how. They would say all this specific judgment on how to treat the other person. Guys had to behave a certain way and fit these norms and stereotypes, which are a lot like the evolutionary stereotypes. Things happened in a certain way, how a guy was supposed to protect a girl. Things had to be done that the guy would be the masculine one, and it would be his job to, like, keep the girl safe, whatever bullshit.
I don't think that's how it's even talked about anymore.
Is that old school? I thought that was new school, because I thought that was something that, like, scientists and, like, Freud got behind, which would be postmodern, in the words of Jordan Peterson.
I really don't want to get into this on the podcast, because I think that we might get, like, flagged for this.
Okay, shit.
At this moment in time. I mean, it's literally Pride Month. Literally everywhere around New York
what?
City. What are you talking about? You're talking about
shit. I'm the least homophobic or anti-gender. You can laugh what you want or think not. People are going to say what they want.
I bring this up is that you're bringing up, like, masculinity and shit like that, but, like, in our day and age, masculinity?
You're saying more progressive people don't like putting people in these man-made categories.
They say gender doesn't actually exist. I mean, that seems more like someone's personal opinion than actual.
Okay, so there's two arguments: the physical gender and then the ideology. How your brain sees gender. Yeah, two different things.
There's chromosomes
and structures for regular gender, like
if we go back short amount of time, like 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, thinking that you're a man when you're actually a woman was considered
sorry. Oh, you're saying someone would get executed.
Put in a psych ward or executed.
Psych ward.
They wouldn't have parades about it.
I don't even think they put people in a psych ward. I think a lot of places they were much crueler than that.
Probably were much crueler. I'm probably being nice about it.
That's what I was saying before. I'm the least homophobic, half whatever. I live in a place where we got all types of people, but that's not even about what it is. Like, I'm not in a position that I could look down on someone. Definitely not me. But everyone deserves to have the human treatment.
What, everyone's entitled to life, liberty, and justice?
No, just not get stoned to death for what you're putting your dick inside. I know people get really sensitive about that shit, so I don't want to step on toes. It was just a segue I was making that there's a scientific basis for what these females are actually saying. So I think to say that they're wrong, I don't think they're wrong. The way they're telling people to do it, they're giving the wrong tools, like I said again. They're saying, spend money and it will go better. You're going to get what you want if you show them this type of time. And then the other philosophy, the one I've been told by the dude in the mailroom, my company, Jason, the girls who want to go out for the drink who are asking for that, not the ones you want. You actually don't want to be going on a date if it's for a drink. If they're asking for it, forget about it. If you suggest it, you may as well not. It's just, you don't want the type. Do you agree with that? That might be that could be a big generalization.
I mean, my own suggestion for you for finding a new girl was instead of just going on apps, was to walk around Central Park. So I guess I kind of do agree with that statement. Like, you probably
that definitely works. Walking around Central Park.
I'm not saying it works. I'm saying I think that it's more personable, and I think it would work out better.
Yeah, and just then they have to look at you, and then
they're gonna see your picture.
I'm playing. Yeah, they were actually getting disappointed with me. They were seeing some type of way.
And the pictures it takes, and like the balls to walk up to a girl directly and be like, "Hey,
yeah, it does. No, but then they thought I was like catfishing them in some way. I didn't live up to
it. And you had your actual pictures.
Yeah, I mean, looking for the best pictures, how could you not? You want the most matches. They thought it was a fucking fishy cat. They thought I was eating a ball of tuna. Yeah, we could go to Central Park with two girls. No problem.
I mean, I didn't really say we were going to do that. I just think it's a better idea. Yeah,
you suggested it to me.
It's full of
chicken. Don't sweat it. Not your
and
concern.
And Oreos and Bud Light. This is how he lived.
I mean, we don't know how much more time we'll have left. According to you, the world's going to end in 5 years. If that's the case, then give me my fucking
snacks.
Man,
I work in
the
house and shit. While I do believe... I'm really surprised that we even made it to 2019. I thought we were all going to kill each other by now.
The world is just so stupid. It's so stupid. Ben Carson was being tried for if he knew about the department that he's being put in charge in.
No, I saw that.
They said, do you know what O-R-E-C, he said, Oreo? He was mocking the interrogator in the trial, calling fucking names of departments Oreo and animal names.
OPEC.
Yeah, he's so funny. So you can explain the story about what ended up happening. I told you what they recommended.
What?
If you like pay for their food and their drinks, you help a girl out, you give her a meal,
and entitles you to sex with them.
What do you mean by that, sir?
I think I said exactly what.
What are you getting at?
Isn't that what the girls tell you on the podcast, that if you spend more money, their girl is more likely to have sex with you that night?
That's kind of the gist of it.
Yeah.
It's listened to by, I think, 500,000 horny, demented teenage guys who listen to Barstool. Barstool's pretty cool, actually. That Jewish dude, Dave Portnoy, who's in charge of it. I saw him get bitched out by these girls when they were interviewed on his Mad Dog Bros show. And they, like, handled it the wrong way. Trying to get the daddy girls hyped, they would it just wasn't appealing. So they don't go on, like, other people's shows as much. And they just do their own thing. The guys were, like, intimidated. It was, like, four guys and once two hot girls enter a room. Guys who have their own radio show and who are good at talking. They
can't talk.
They fucking... You see those dicks shrivel up and they're just in shock. It's like...
Oh, what do you mean the dicks shrivel up?
Dude, it's like a monkey in a forest with a cheetah pounce at him, paralyzed in fear. Like, is this thing going to rip my head off or suck me dry? It was just kind of hard to watch because it was all these dudes and no one knew how to really talk to these girls. And then... I saw Alex and Sophia got a little uncomfortable. I felt kind of bad for them.
So the girls were overly intimidating.
It could have been. No, they didn't realize. The girls are intimidated by them because they're their boss. But it was like Portnoy with Mad Dog head and then like random underbellies of their company. It was like six of them.
And what you're saying is that the girls treated the guys badly?
No, no one treated anyone badly. The girls were, like, intimidated going in and didn't know the protocol. And, like, they were taking the lead of Mad Dog and the crew. But the... Okay, so the joke stopped off at... Portnoy asked them, which was funny, if they could rate the size of their... all the guys' dicks in the room. And the girls... said they started measuring the guys. They gave like the lead guy like 5 inches. They were giving all the guys average. They were being pretty nice. And I think they said like the Herbie dude had like a small dick. And it was like kind of funny. But they had like... What would have been better is if like they literally had a dick measuring contest.
They had a dick measuring contest?
Portnoy said to the girls, he's like, I don't believe you. And they're like, what? And he's like, I don't believe you could really know. Because he's like a Boston guy. He doesn't stand for shit. instead of like making them feel comfortable and like going on their dick, because these girls think they're hot shit and they want all guys to submit to them. Portnoy was kind of the opposite end, which was decently interesting, but he said, I don't believe that you can know what their dick size, what it actually is. And the girls swore that they knew for sure.
That they could just tell by looking at a guy how
big
their dick is.
Yeah. The girls got kind of intimidated, and then they walked out of the interview. And they were like, shit, we're getting fired, we're getting fired. They got really scared off. They walked away, and they were waiting downstairs, and then they got some courage, and they decided to go back up and give it one more shot. So then they went back for, like, a few minutes, and nothing that special happened in that time either. It was just a whole... It was crying. It was just, like, bratty Long Island girls just being overly dramatic, and... There was nothing special about it. It was basic as fuck.
What would you expect from them? I mean, these girls just sound like basic hoes.
Nah, they're all right. They're not half bad. I thought it would have been funnier if the guys actually pulled their pants down. And the girls were literally just, like, looking at their dicks saying, no, like, if they showed after, the girls measured what their dicks were, and then they would know for sure by the guys actually fucking saying, here's my schlong. I do have an 8-footer. Like, why are you being a dick to me for no reason? That would have been better. That's what they could have done.
They could have.
Like, the one moment they could get away with being really hot and funny... They're just
basic.
Oh my god, get me back to the studio. I have so many more people's lives to shape. They have a million followers. That brings me back to the point I was closing home. Do you have any further diagnoses though of the issue? What you think would come of stopping this type of behavior? People emphasizing
so,
superficiality.
When it comes to discussing this, I think that we live in a society that you should be allowed to talk about whatever the hell you want to talk about. It's part of, like, who we are.
Okay. First amendment-ish.
Yeah, type of like that. And I don't know. I just think that, like, everyone trying to be, like, the next big rapper or be like some type of, how do I put it? Everyone trying to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost like a sickness. Like, you're not just going to be famous because you talk on iTunes. I'm not even sure if it's going to work for us. But just because you're like out there and trying it, I mean, I don't know. Again, should people be allowed to talk about being a hoe on the internet? Should people, like, should the internet be that free? I mean, I'm pretty sure.
It's not about being a hoe. It's just about them misguiding guys and fucking telling people that if you behave a certain way and go with our culture, their stuff applies to people who are in the social elite, the people who can afford to be taking girls out and being that baller-esque figure. But there's a million people listening. Do you think a million people have thousands of dollars that they're throwing away on girls on the monthly?
No. Not whatsoever.
As we open in the podcast, the American dream kind of flipped the switch, and we don't really know what to make of it now. People are just struggling to stay alive and keep themselves and their loved ones safe.
Yeah, like New York clearly doesn't get hit by economic woes as bad as every other place. Like, we live right near New York City.
We live in a beautiful place.
Yeah. I mean, I hope that everything's always good here, but that's not certain. But
I live right next to a really bad area, though. New York as a whole is much better than the entire country, but the ghettos in New York... I mean, New York has a high crime rate, the city. So...
Yeah. Things could be nicer.
These girls think they're the king of New York. They've never really done anything with their lives. they don't have a claim to fame. Their job is to tell sexual jokes, which are pretty cool. That's why I listen to them. But all that prodigal foresight of, I'm going to give you the perfect life. Listen to us, folks. You're covered. They're using the power of the media. Freedom of the press, it really can manipulate people. And if you have a lot of people, hundreds of thousands, millions of people.
Listen to you and you're like pushing them in a certain direction.
Pushing them in a certain direction.
Is it the right, is it the right thing to do?
It's bad. No, what they were saying was bad. I don't know if it screws up
a lot of relationships from the, like what you're telling me, like what type of relationship advice they give.
I know.
It sounds like they're telling guys
there's no law to compel people to say what advice you're going to give. You know, you're allowed to give anyone
you're allowed to say
whatever the fuck you want. You leave our country, probably the downfall. They're nice girls. They really are. I'll play for you this video. The main girl, Alexa, whatever, she bullies Sophia. That's why I gave her the Trump head in that main picture. I'm kidding. They're like best friends, but she's a tough one. I think she's like the business head of their operation. I heard her talking on her Instagram page, and she actually sounded kind of nice. Like... No, she sounded like a sweet girl is what I'm saying. And, like, I would feel bad if they think we're, like, targeting them. Because I don't have anything against hot girls who want to talk about sex. Me of all people? Forget about it. But the parts that I do have a problem with is when guys like me get fucked over.
So what you're saying is that you're down to be a perv, but except when it affects you negatively.
No. Here. She sounds really nice here, and I feel bad that we were talking shit.
I am about to dye my eyebrows and my eyelashes. Everyone's been asking me how I do it, what I use. The reason that everyone knows that I dye my eyebrows and my eyelashes is because I posted a Instagram picture of me shitting on myself when I looked like when I was younger. And so everyone was like, whoa, like you used to not have eyebrows. And I'm like, yeah, I was a two. And it was...
You could see in her composure, body language, everything. She's a nice girl.
High school. So, my friend...
No problem with them. None taken, you know? Like, I didn't even put their face on our cover. I don't want it to be about them. I want it to be about preventing a message. I'm not obsessed with these girls. I'm obsessed with some girls. Like, I would make a podcast about Megan Fox.
Really? Even after all the plastic surgery?
You know, looks have not always been the thing to dissuade me. No, I think Kim Kardashian is fucking banging.
Really?
Angelina Jolie.
I thought she was just photoshopped and she's actually a midget.
Did you not know that like Jewish guys from Long Island like short, super dark, midgety girls?
Okay.
And there are some celebrities I always had crushes on. I think it was Natalie Portman at one point. There's so many. Jennifer Aniston.
I think everyone had a crush on Jennifer Aniston. Or at least found her fucking hot.
It's like, these girls are like wannabe Jennifer Anistons. But they're like social thugs. They're like, Alex is the bossy girl in the sorority. And Sophia is like the quiet, conniving one who will like talk shit behind the back too. It's like the mean girls, only they're actually decently nice. But they embody like that larger microcosm of this generation that's bred some of the most toxic and formidable people. And then we have like geniuses and kids who are programming satellite technology. It's crazy.
If you believe in satellite technology. Let's not forget about the flat earthers out there.
Holla.
Holla.
You're hilarious.
Okay, I did want to close up the show. Just in closing, I think she could be nice. Alex, kind of like Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, so funny you watch that show.
Shout out.
And the Barstool guys didn't stand up to them ever, I saw, except for the president. Like, you didn't know about the Barstool guys because you're a scientist.
Yeah, I have more important things to think about.
Like, about the geography and physics of the Earth.
Exactly. And I think that there are much bigger things going on.
Do you, like, study matter? Or, like,
I mean,
work on multicellular reactions?
What Alex is talking about is, I listen to a lot of lectures on YouTube. And, I don't know, I have a bunch of random knowledge just ready to go.
So much random knowledge. Lock and loaded.
Lock and loaded.
That ready fucking bazooka filled with...
Literally, my boss calls me Mr. Google, so...
Filled with genius trash.
Genius trash. Shout out to StumbleUpon.
Okay. So, I don't think these girls are ever going to listen to this. I'll put it on iTunes. I don't think they'll ever hear it.
Like I said, no one ever really gets listened to their first couple of podcasts.
Probabilistically, they have a million followers. And how many of them do you think give them hate mail? Maybe like 30%?
How many people are just talking followers. shit about them? Yeah, probably 30%.
Okay. I mean, girls are obsessed with...
attention.
Yeah, just like the facets of their life. They really care
about
image.
They might even shout us out, not even on purpose. They might just be trying to talk shit about us, give out our name, and then people will be like, who is that?
Well, that'd be sick. Shout out, girls. But I think they want to find out as much as possible about what their fans think, and they really don't like the negative attention. And this is more of a critique than a negative podcast. We don't want to impose any type of rule or tell people they have to live a certain way.
Yeah,
you can do whatever you... Yo, if you want to go to a bar... And put your dad's credit card down and say, shots on me. This place going down. You start playing Pitbull, forget about it. You could drop like $5,000 in a night, maybe even get your dick sucked.
Seems like a lot to get your dick sucked.
I don't think that makes you better than me. No. It might. If you get like that most fire thought, yeah, you beat me.
But that's what you're trying to play the game for. In the long run,
you're negative 5G every time you do that. Not me, kid.
Yeah, you're too much of a Jew to spend your money like that, right?
We off that. Onto bigger and better. So I think like a possible critique they would have back at us if they listened to us is they would say these loot... What?
Kind of scatterbrained.
Oh, I was going to... Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's because we're not sober.
What my friend is referring to is not important.
They would say probably about us, like, these losers need to get a life. I would tell her, I do have a life. Not as cool as yours, clearly. But if I could save three people... 300 people.
Save 300 people what? $300?
How much is that?
How much money did you spend on girls because of their advice?
Yeah, I spent $300 because of their advice until I knew enough to stop and stop using
it. Which I told you to not do from the beginning.
Yeah, you literally said since square one, you're doing it wrong. Like, go out in person, be normal. Don't get involved. 300 times.
It's not that I said don't get involved. I think I just tell you to be more upfront with people.
Okay.
I don't really believe so much in the whole internet dating scene. Nor do I believe in the idea that men are supposed to pay for fucking everything. Like, the fact that they tell guys to pay for the Uber as well, it's like, ugh. All right?
Yeah.
You know, not everyone has a full career. Some people just work jobs. Or they're just trying to... Yeah.
That's everyone, though.
Most people.
People just need to get quality feedback, and if these girls turned around and made their new podcast like a science podcast, telling
but
you
that's not what their podcast is about.
So unfortunate.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want a podcast about science, listen to ours.
All right. What I really wanted to say was, if I could save 300 people, if like a few people listen to this and say, I don't need to spend money to have the good life, I can sort out my own character and work on my own individual experience, and I don't need some type of measurement by how many parties I go to or who's the coolest person I talk to. It's really not important.
Just, I mean, what even you, is your school, being cool?
Your family. That's such a hipster philosophy.
What is cool? What, yeah. New age philosophy?
Try and people will be alright. Let's try and save like 3 for our first podcast.
What are people. You doing?
I need a dog. I think 3 is good. I want to.
So your goal of this podcast is to save 3 people from spending money or doing something stupid like you did?
Initially this one, but if we make another one. Jordan Peterson said some weird law that every person knows 1,000 person in between them. So he derived some weird ass calculation that 1,000, if you know 1,000 people, then you have access to either 1,000,000 or 1,000,000,000 minds. He kept going like, it just exponentially multiplies your coverage. So if you get like 2 podcasts and 3 people on those, and they tell someone they know, it could like go from like 3 to 9, whatever.
Okay. It doesn't really sound like a Jordan Peterson theory. That just sounds like what happens on the internet.
Proliferation of data. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool if people check this out.
You know,
did you want to roast me before the segment ended?
So one of the ideas of this podcast was actually just making fun of each other, and for the last like few minutes, it's just what we're gonna do. We're just gonna make fun of each other.
Thank you for sharing, Ryan.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for sharing. Shout out to AA. Okay.
Who's AA?
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Well,
no. So yeah, like I said, the last few minutes are going to be us just making fun of each other. Alex just got up to walk across the room to spit in the toilet because fucking this dude is disgusting. He's always coughing up shit or spitting. Fucking, it's so repulsive.
Theorize that that may have contributed to the downfall of my last all relationships.
Yeah.
Small percentage.
Like, you shouldn't do that in front of people.
I can't help it. My grandpa had this sinus genetic structure of his nasal cavity. I don't know, bro. Don't blame me.
What did you even just say?
He has, like, naturally deviated septum in his sinuses.
And do you have that?
The army gave him $70 a week for the rest of his life because he claimed disability. He just said he got it in the army. But it's just his bone structure. I have what he has.
Wow. Still pretty gross.
Yeah, I know. It just adds on to one of the many weird things about me.
And yeah. What else to make fun of you about? You live in a one-bedroom apartment with a corner dedicated to dirty laundry. Just out in the open for everyone to come over and see. And you question why girls don't want to come back here. You think you smell good?
Yeah, I smell.
You're probably a weird smelling motherfucker. You just think about it. You're just in the room with dirty laundry and garbage right next to your bed.
Yeah, I know you're like a girl that you cared about. Like,
I don't live here. I don't care. I don't think I'd ever.
I'm worried for yourself. Worried about yourself.
I'm just saying, if I lived in an apartment that was just one bedroom, I still wouldn't fucking keep the garbage right next to my bed.
It's starting to smell like shit. It's overflowing quite a bit.
It's a terrible person.
Horrible.
Absolutely. All right. You want to make fun of me for? I mean, you kind of got me more, earlier
one.
On.
No, I'll get you. One more.
One more thing. Mm-hmm. You should really get outside and get some sun. You're whiter than me right now, which is fucking bad.
I look like
and if you're whiter than me, that's really bad.
In the Texas Buyers Club.
Yeah. You look terrible.
That's why we're going to Central Park. Get in the sun, meet chicas. That's New York, baby.
Yeah. Okay. anything that you want to say about me now?
Do you want me to start or end with how you lied to your friends and family?
You start with it.
I think that you would find you would be a lot better off financially, sanity-wise, emotionally, and socially, if you would stick to your word all the time instead of treating it like it's your friend's dollar bills. Going up your nose as you're falling asleep because you spent all your friend's money doing drugs.
I don't think we're allowed to talk about
drugs. I said, dreads. We'll end it.
I think it specifically said that you're not allowed to talk about drugs in the iTunes thing.
It did. I didn't say drugs.
You still gotta delete those two, you just said it.
Yeah, I got you. I think that...
So is this you starting again?
Continuing.
You're gonna have to delete part of it. Okay, fine. Just delete those two. Okay, keep going.
Do your issues for commitment to girls stem from you being surrounded by dudes, or you wanting to jerk off some of those dudes?
I definitely don't want to jerk off any of the dudes.
You don't have to answer that. I know that's a theory that might be hard to grasp, but when someone goes so long without seeing a vagina, their friends start to ask questions. Out of love. I kid.
I wouldn't even really say that it's been that long since I've seen a vagina. It's just that I paid for it while you didn't. Well, we paid for it differently.
Paid for what? Yeah, you were doing that thing for a while.
Yeah.
And it benefited you, I guess.
I don't know if it benefits anyone. It's just... I don't know.
Okay. I'm not going to justify that behavior.
Yeah, we're not. No one's trying to justify the behavior.
Okay, I guess that's one other.
Just saying, it's something that happens in society. About you.
Do you like to take facts and make them variable and suit them to your needs? Like when John Cruise was robbing Try, and then you covered your own ass, leaving Try for the wolves. He and Try said, "Cruise thinks it's all me," and you said, "Somehow he thinks it's all you, and I don't even know what happened." Do you purposely fuck people over to tell a lie, or is it nothing personal?
I'm not even 100% sure on what story you just told.
I think you do. We wrote it last month. When Cruz was outside.
I don't think I've ever... Wait, when Cruz was outside Tri's house? Yeah. Oh, okay. Because I owed Cruz money, and for some reason Tri gave it to him, I was just like, wait, why would you do that?
Yo, he was scared.
What the fuck is Cruz gonna do? Yo, he's an idiot.
Fucking wannabe thug, fake ass.
Exactly.
Mofo. He's just a dude who grew up in a white and immigrant Asian neighborhood.
Yeah, he just acts a little bit tougher than everyone else.
He was one of the toughest in the neighborhood of weakling music kids.
Yeah. Just tell him no, go fuck yourself.
Yo, Try wouldn't do it. He went ballsy enough to sell drugs. Can't say no to Cruz.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Legal drugs, people.
Not the way that we were doing it.
Bro, the government knows what he did. The statute of limitations also 7 years.
Yeah, we're not clear.
It's 2019, baby.
Oh, yeah, you're right. All right, we'll release this podcast in 6 months.
Longer. In like 2 more years.
Yeah, so hilarious. Yo, we love you people. Anyone who listens, I hope you enjoyed it. Some of you may have hated it. Other people are just like...
listening to it in the background of their lives.
Yeah. Some people might say, what are they even saying?
What is anyone even ever saying?
Yeah. Yo, if Trump's president, I think our podcast could go on for a second episode.
I thought we were on the second episode.
All right. Be well, y'all. One love. Those girls, still hot, though.